And welcome to another episode of How to Video with John Wee and Gonzo Day. And John, today we are going to talk about DJI 4D camera and the Easy Rig Mini Max with stable light feature.
That's the new toy that you got.
We got these toys out because just Formula One just came out, and I saw
F1 with Brad Pitt.
With Brad Pitt, and the director was using the DJI 4D, and we thought we gotta get our hands on this. When it came out, it looked ridiculous. What are these guys trying to do? And all of a sudden, I'm starting to see online the kind of stuff that people are doing. And today, you got to experience it. What are your thoughts? Because I already drank the Kool-Aid. I'm up to the gills with intoxication, and it's important to speak with someone who, like, your background is, you're a Fuji kind of guy.
I had a Fuji camera, and I own the red. Still have the red Scarlett.
A fabulous camera, may I add. Still extraordinary.
Still the Fincher film. David Fincher did film his movie with that camera when it first came out.
Recording in RAW is really something else.
Yeah, first Super 35. And then the gimbal came along. Remember the gimbal?
And you've used DJI products. You've used the
Ronin.
How was that back then? I think you were mentioning that it had some bugs.
Yeah, I had a V1, the version 1 of the camera. Of the Ronin.
But it was a big...
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
I hate to use the word game changer.
Yeah,
but
that word is
game changer.
But there are only certain type of products that really changes the industry, right?
And I think
Super 35 sensor, that changes everything. Before that, we have to use an adapter, 35 adapter, to have that look. But Super 35 sensor came out, 5D Mark II, changes everything.
The 5D.
Game changer. I mean, it's a fair game to say that they are a game changer. And then after that, what else came out that is a game changer?
Stabilizer. Drones, DJI with drones. Mm-hmm. And their software. DJI made it simple to connect to a device that, even though you still needed to do some physical balancing, it automated the stabilization. And it really, I remember the first footage that I made with a DJI stabilizer. I'll take that back. My first stabilizer was a Siyun, which is quite very similar, but I think the software from DJI is so much more easy to use.
It's a little bit more stable, but your first stabilizer was the Steadicam.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
My you first were experience a Steadicam operator.
I was a Steadicam operator, and it made, back then the cameras were really big.
Yeah.
But having a Steadicam and knowing how to use it brought, you could just walk with it and get that nice slow motion.
Game changer, right? Stabilizer.
Game changer.
Stabilizer.
Great for facilities, showing real estate. And I lost my equipment on a plane. So I was very scared of getting big equipment, and I'd get a big sweat after using it, my whole chest. But you don't feel it, and you could run around, and that thing just moves in such an interesting way.
And remember, back then, that thing has to support 35mm film camera, which weighed like 50, 60 pounds.
It was very heavy. It was very heavy. You could turn those knobs and carry some very heavy cameras.
And then you can use the camera as a hammer.
And now the stabilizers are, I think, mostly gimbals. And we have this monster that has four axes, thus the 4D, four axes of stabilization. Some people call it a goose, the duck.
They call it the 4D.
The 4D.
So yeah, so the Ronin was the a game changer, right? But now you have to put your camera onto the Ronin, and now you have to deal with two different things.
And what was that thing that it was placed on, that gimbal, like a cage? Not little, it was quite big.
Yeah, a cage so that you can hang everything. And then now you're back to the problem again, having to adjust two different things, and then it's the rig becoming heavy and it will kill your back.
Yeah, you can only film for about, what, 20 to 30 seconds with a large camera and a large lens.
Before you have to stop.
And I'm getting a little older. I'm in my late 40s. You as well.
No, I'm in my late 20s. What are you talking about, Gonzalo?
Well, John, your spirit is, and that's why we hang out. But the lower back is an issue,
yeah,
which we'll talk about later with the Easy Rig and why. Because,
yeah.
So the 4D, it's not a small camera.
Yeah, so now Ronin came up with the 4D, right? And then he says, hey, let's combine a camera with ProRes
and RAW.
HQ and RAW into one device.
Yeah, the license is now $1.
Is it really?
It's $1 for the 6K system, and it is included in the 8K system.
Gosh.
By the way, 8K might be very overkill for many, but it's really nice to be able to crop. It doesn't mean that you're creating it for a large format.
It's also
screen.
Full frame. I was kind of shocked when
I
saw
it. Yes, tell me why were you so excited about that?
Because I wouldn't think that they are able to put such a big sensor into a small package.
It's a large sensor, and they separated the sensor from the brain. You go, where's the sensor? And you go, why is the sensor separated from the camera? Because and then it was a little complicated. We used some E mounts today, some Sony. We used a 50mm, a 1.2 aperture.
Yeah.
I really love the buttery background. We're still learning how to use it, but what was your experience once you held on to that? It feels like you're driving a car.
It feels like I'm driving a very complicated F1 car.
It is a very complicated
system. Because
there's
so much.
There's a lot going on.
To do.
It feels like going from the Super Nintendo to the PlayStation. What am I gonna do with all of these buttons?
I think that's also the only the main reason why, if you go to YouTube, you're gonna see people with negative review of the thing, because it is just a complex system. Again, because you're combining a camera, a capable camera, with stabilization all in one. You need to invest some time to learn it.
Yeah, it's not an either or. It's almost like, here, you're stuck with a stabilization system and a camera, and it's not light. I think a big movement that's happening in videography is simplicity and small.
Yeah.
Although you can't really go too small with lenses. There is a caveat that your camera can get very small, just around the size of a sensor. And now we have the Komodo, and we have even the small Panasonic. So those little boxes, it's almost like, here's the brain. Smaller is better.
Yeah.
But the lens, a good lens, still has a little bit of weight on it.
Yes. However,
DJI bought Hasselblad. And
yes.
Please don't tell me that they're not starting to bring a lot of their technology into their instruments.
They already, I mean... Just in the drones, some of the drones are using the Hasselblad lenses,
and the footage is incredible.
When
that footage from what drone was it with the DJI the DL lenses? What is it? Is it the Inspire?
The Inspire was the
first
filmmaking. Yeah.
That was the first one using the DJI
That's
DL
the
lenses.
Big one, yeah.
And now this camera can use the DL lenses. The 8K package comes with a 17-29
zoom,
which, by the way, it stabilizes a zoom automatically, which is wild.
How big is that lens, you know?
they're small. They're like little tubes.
Oh, wow.
And the quality is really, really impressive. As we've spoken, a camera will not make a filmmaker, nor a lens. You might see a big difference when you start using a good lens, but you can still, if you don't know what you're capturing, you're just capturing a mess.
A hammer doesn't make a house.
A hammer does not make a house. That's
architect will make a house.
That's a great metaphor. By the way, we're overlooking the...
Yeah, I wish you guys could see this view.
Yeah, and we're not going to film it because you know what? Audio is great and cameras...
I'm looking at my watch right now. So we are over at 4,413 feet.
4,000. I was starting to get some separation anxiety. I thought you were going to say, let's wrap this up. I got things to do.
Overlooking the city, actually. What's this the temperature, Gonzalo? Calm. It's very pleasant.
Brought to you by Apple Watch.
77 degrees right now, according to my watch.
It's nice, and the car is stopping a little bit of the sun, which this Idaho sun in the summer can get really strong. It's very relaxing. We're talking about, we came up to here to film. Maybe we can put a link to some of the footage. And
we're still learning the camera, though. So
yes, so please do not criticize. I did feel like the first time I bought a prosumer when I went from film to digital, I was still trying to get the hang of it. But it'll, just like every platform, there's a lot of buttons, it's quite intuitive. What was impressive is to be able to use an adapter to use a Sony lens, that 50 millimeter 1.2, and it has internal ND. I mean, changing ND filters on a camera, it takes time. Even the variable ones from like Tiffin.
Yeah.
And if you're using a gimbal, it'll throw it off and you grab it and it starts pulling away from it.
Yeah. You put a weight in front of the lens.
How was the experience to be able to, I think that was nice, right? We were both just pushing and it goes and you get the look that you want. It comes with the camera comes with an amazing screen, which I go, wow.
Younger people might not appreciate internal ND, but older people like us that have been using cameras since the 90s, we know the pain of not having an internal ND.
This is my first time using an internal ND. I did not have the... Was it the FX6 that had it and the Sony, the Venice? Who started the internal ND?
Let me see. Who started it? That's a good question, Gonzalo.
Is it Sony? With the FX6 or the FX9?
Oh my God, I don't remember who started internal ND.
When I heard it, I thought, well, who needs it? But if you've ever filmed on a bright day and you go, I wish I could have had some blurry background, then you know what an ND is. And ideally, the ideal form of NDs are by sliding them in. But that, you're already talking about multiple crews and the way things are going in Hollywood and all around in videography, cost, we have to make the best out of costs, and smaller crews are probably gonna be
skeleton crew.
This is not a sponsored message. We got this rig. I made the transition from Sony to DJI. I'm sorry, Sony, not completely. I kept some lenses. Sony makes some amazing cameras, and now with tariffs, it made me think twice about getting something. And I just thought, you know, Formula One came out and there were some scenes where there's a lot of movement and you can definitely tell that somebody was running with a camera.
Mm. I bet you when the Sony A7 S4 comes out, you're still going to get tempted.
Yeah, I know it's just around the corner. Who knows with all these tariffs? You know why? Probably not. Because I do want to have a little bit more movement and a little bit more organic. We've been doing a little bit more documentary and corporate.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just tired of having people sit down. I want them to walk. I want them to lie against the wall. And which brings us to the Easy Rig. We're still not done with the 4D DJI. When you saw that, it's a very, you could tell how much time and attention was spent on a design. You can't say that they stole any ideas. I mean,
the build quality is excellent. It was really, it's, the build quality is really, really excellent.
When I took it out of the box, it's my jaw just dropped.
Piece
I thought,
of equipment,
yeah. Oh gosh. And they just had a big discount. I think the 6K package is 5,000 and the 8K package is 10,000, includes a solid state drive to record raw directly. Mm-hmm. And it includes a 17 to 29 millimeter lens, which can cover.
It includes that lens?
It includes that lens.
Oh, okay.
So it's a great deal. You know, okay. it's also, for some, it's almost like, why am I throwing myself completely into this? And, well, we decided to do it, and I like it. The reality is I like it. It's just a little on the heavy side, even though you grab it and it's like a car steering wheel.
Heavy.
You didn't think so?
No.
It's I was getting comfortable with small cameras. Carrying them? With a lens like a 70 to 200, once you start having lenses.
Oh, 70 to 200, yeah, your Sony.
And
yeah.
Putting the hand out, I'm beat at the next after the next day.
Yeah, if you put like the 70 to 200, yeah, it's gonna be, is it f/2.8 lens, right?
It was a 2.8.
Then it can get a little heavy.
System.
But
wonderful,
amazing
lens. It was hard to say goodbye to it.
It's solid. I mean, the camera, the DJI is just a solid built. Quality camera. That's my first impression. That was my first impression.
The quality looks. DJI has absolutely. I think they've done it with drones. They don't care if they do something different. You know, when they did those
propellers.
When the propellers. Folded inside just to make smaller.
Oh, yeah.
They really think about like what else can we do? What are people complaining about? How can we make it smaller?
Yes.
In this case, that's a lot of stuff all compacted in one.
They listen to their customer for sure.
I think they are. And that's really something. And there's a lot of companies that just go like, this is who we are and we're going to stay like that. And it's, you know what? The world seems to need change. It's hard though.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, Red came and kicked a lot of, you know, gave a lot of people a big.
That's a big game changer. The RAW, Super 35 RAW. That's why I got my Scarlett back in the days when it first came out with a project that pretty much paid for the whole thing.
That's amazing. That was brilliant too. And both of us, we don't do this for. Or clout or views, we could care less. Obviously, we do want to share some of what we've done, but we do it for a living, and we do it to get sales, which I think sometimes the views and the amount of subscribers.
The YouTubers?
Just because you have a lot of users doesn't mean that they're gonna go and become the lifetime value of clients. I don't know, you know, you do need a balance. Social media is so important, and a lot of the footage here, someone might say, like, why do I need this if I'm going to use vertical? Well, there's something about doing content that's still going to show on a large format or even in high quality on vertical, and telling a story is still an art. I've seen some people do some amazing things.
That is still the core of everything.
Yeah, and we film in lo-fi. We film with the Apple phone. The footage is incredible, but it's still not. It's not full frame.
Okay, you want to go back to the Easy Rig?
Oh, yeah. Let's finish off with the Easy Rig. Easy Rig. I had no idea this thing existed. I had seen some people with backpacks with this thing sticking out of their
fishing
top.
Pole.
And being a Steadicam operator, I looked at it as people who try to avoid the good quality stuff. Mm. And what I realized is that it's a completely different approach. And I read a lot about it saved my back. I think everybody was saying, I wish I could have got this earlier. And I've ended up on the floor with pain. So for me, it was a no-brainer. There's some knockoffs that are not cheap. And I just thought, why go cheap when you're going to carry expensive? If you have a $10,000 plus camera, you don't put it on a cheap thing that's going to break. So we went with a Swedish-made Easy Rig that you recommended. And it's the Mini Max with a stable light. And what were your thoughts? It is very light.
My first philosophy on health. Uh-huh. So you see this thing, it says, all right, $2,500, right? You say, oh, this is so expensive. But what till you see your hospital bill?
Oh gosh, that's the best perspective to put
wait
on. Wait till you see your hospital bill. Any back, any X-ray and rehabilitation program for your back is more than $2,500. Yeah. It's so interesting that we'll spend so much money on, we'll buy $110 coffees throughout the year, but God forbid you buy a piece of equipment that might last you for your whole life. Yeah. The Steadicam that I had, I would have never let it go if it weren't because it got lost and on an airplane in Mexico.
And also, Steadicam, it's like a tripod, right? It's 10 years down the road when you have a new camera, assuming camera is still in the same metaphysical form, you can still use your 100%. Tripod. You can still use your EasyRig.
We still have the same tripods.
Yeah.
A good tripod, you don't let go of that. No matter how beaten it is, you kind of go like, man, this is steady. And it goes down, it goes up. Yeah.
So it's worthwhile. It's a worthwhile investment.
I'm thinking about letting go of a tripod. I'm going to try using a little bit of the Follow Focus with a 4D and using the EasyRig. Man, this view is very relaxing. I'm feeling like going off topic. But
no, there's a breeze coming in.
EasyRig, Swedish made. There's a reason why it costs that much and it's so simple. Because when you see it, you kind of go like, well, did I really pay this amount for this? And once you tried it, how it's so light.
It is very light. And the moment you strap the hip belt,
you can feel the weight. It goes directly to the hips, which is everything. My back is not hurting. We were filming here for about half an hour. Usually I would have been very tense and whoever designed that, my hat's off to him. There's a lot of videos of him with a strong Swedish accent. I love how excited he is about it. You can definitely tell. I think there's an EasyRig as well for a microphone.
Is it really?
Yeah. I thought it was brilliant with just one hand. And I was thinking, I wonder if you could put a microphone on that stable and go ahead and have a one-man.
You probably can put your lunchbox too and then eat it.
It does have a little pocket. It does have a little pocket. By the way, I did put Apple tags on absolutely everything. The box, the camera. So now we need insurance.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's
Do you have insurance? Or maybe we should make an episode about insurance. I think it's really important.
The importance of insurance.
Yeah, let's do that for the next episode. And with that.
Yeah, I think it's a great combo, Gonzalo, overall with the...
As a summary, DJI, hats off to these guys. I hope that the tariffs and all of these things that are happening, there's so many people that really make a living out of reselling great products, and we need more change and people that are willing to take risks. What DJI did and what I've heard that their firmwares and their updates and now being able to use Sony, PL, Leica. It's really amazing that you can keep your lenses and use it on this.
The lock on this DJI camera is also like the PL, positive lock style, where you turn and hold on the lens. That is the really solid way to do it.
That was complicated. So what you're saying is that you're glad that you saw that was in. I was expecting it to be like Sony. And let me tell you something. The instructions, there should be a video just on how to change the mounts, because I spent 2 hours trying to change it and I almost cried as a big adult.
But trust me, I have seen Canon mounted with screws, and just because they put heavy lenses, in the long term, I have seen the mount just came off.
Really?
And then the lens dropped to the ground. Yeah. That's why That's why see those, that's why you see those heavy cinema lenses, everything is PL, positive lock, because that would never happen.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, like a Sony, I just wanted to put it in the hole and turn it to the right. And I kept trying to move it to the right, and it's got nothing. You just put it in there and you pull the darn lever back to the left. And anyways.
But you know what I'm waiting from DJI? I'm hoping one day they will be able to put a medium format Hasselblad sensor with Hasselblad color science into something.
I'm thinking they've been doing something to the color science because it looks really nice.
Because
I think we haven't seen the footage outside of the sun, but I'm looking.
And also we recorded in ProRes HQ as well, which I was kind of shocked that little thing has, you can do ProRes at HQ.
That's more than enough. That'll fill your computer. By the way, 6K, 8K kids, good luck. You're going to have to get some extra SSDs and a new computer.
You have a 1 terabyte CF card for this one?
Yeah, I think it's from OCW. Mm. It was the highest bit rate that I found, even higher than some Lexar and some SanDisk. So went with that, and it's been doing great.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Let's
I think it's kind of long.
And I'll see you next time for the insurance.